Well, we believe that about 1.5 million people are there. They are potentially all in danger of being shot, being bombed, being victims of discarded ordnance, landmines, so on and so forth. So they are actually in immediate mortal danger while such an operation goes on. And it's critical that those who are carrying out the military operation are acutely aware that they must abide by international humanitarian law, which says that civilians and civilian infrastructure must be protected from the effects of the military campaign.
And this statement from the Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Stephen O'Brien, who's also the UN Emergency Relief Coordinator, it comes amid previous allegations from previous towns that have been captured, including Fallujah, where there have been allegations of summary executions. So is that why there's this emphasis on human rights and protecting people, protecting civilians?
Yes, we wanted to be out there in the front, reminding the parties that these are their obligations, so that afterwards nobody can come and say, well, we didn't know or we were not aware that we had to take this into account. This is to establish from the beginning that this operation must be done in a way that really minimizes the effects on civilians. I mentioned the protection of them, of their lives, first and foremost, of their dignity as well, but also protecting their access to humanitarian aid, of which there may be a very big need. We expect that in the first 2 weeks of this campaign, we'll see up to 200,000 people being displaced from Mosul, fleeing first and foremost toward the south and the southwest, where we have already pre-positioned some relief items and some camps for those displaced, but they must be able to get to those places safely. And once they are there, there must be, of course, relief items for them to consume.
Yes, so you've pre-positioned shelter for 60,000 people in camps and emergency sites, but if you're saying there's going to be 200,000 people expected to flee, we're going to be short by some 140,000.
That is correct. We have been preparing for this for almost 6 months now, because we knew it was coming sooner or later. Now the day has come, but we have not been able to pre-position and prepare for the full number of those we estimate to flee. Why? Because we haven't had the financial resources to do so.
Now you're also bringing in medication. What else do you need for your current aid operation now?
What we expect is that these people will flee an active fight. Now, we know from experience, we've seen it over and over again, basically, they flee with the clothes on their backs. That's all they can bring. They grab their kids and they run. Now, that means for us as humanitarian organizations that we need to be prepared to provide them with everything that they need to sustain their lives. So that is shelter, as we talked about. It is food. It is clean water. It is medication. It is ensuring that their children can continue some minimum form of education, which is also an emergency need. So that is also what we have been preparing for and stockpiling for.